This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man stole a face. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moments of doubt and pain. Made damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guessed my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Sure. Now, Fox Sports is demanding I ask you to make a prediction.
Well, I hate to make predictions.
But you have to.
I hate to do it, but I'll say...
Because I won't leave unless
I'll
you
I'll say,
do.
I don't even know what are the odds. I guess it's pretty even, right? Two great teams.
Yeah, but you got it.
Pretty even. So I'll say the Patriots will win.
By how many points?
By 8 points.
All right. So that's a good presidential prediction. We'll see.
You know,
and you don't need data.
Shouldn't be doing those things, but that's okay.
You don't need data on that.
I need no data.
Okay. Mr. President, thanks very much for taking the time.
All right, Bill, thanks for that. Thanks to President Trump. And there's much more from...
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. 877-317-6432. That was, of course, President Trump almost perfectly predicting the Super Bowl outcome. He said that the Patriots would win by 8. They won by 6. I got to tell you, man. last night, was that the greatest game you've ever seen in your life? I mean, honestly. Clearly the best Super Bowl I've ever seen in my life. I mean, and there was so much to the game when you think about it. You know, there's just, you had, you know, Lady Gaga that hates Trump. You had Tom Brady, who is friends with Donald Trump. You had, of course, the there were so many subplots, right? You had the subplot with the NFL against the Patriots, the animosity between Roger Goodell and Robert Kraft, the owner. Of course, Robert Kraft is also was a big supporter of Trump. You had, of course, Bill Belichick as well. It was basically, the whole thing was set up, as I said before, the game last week. It was, you know, it became this, like, political deal, right? But, and I gotta tell you, I was a little concerned. I was a little concerned about, the fact that, you know, it was going to be political. There were, of course, a lot of commercials that were, in fact, political, and I'm going to get into that in a minute. But the actual game itself was really just amazing. It was the greatest game ever. And you know, as I watched it, you know, of course, there was, again, all these subplots going on. It was 28-3. With 21 minutes left. And I thought to myself, man, I don't think they're going to be able to pull this out because Atlanta was just so dominant throughout the game. And in fact, they have been throughout the playoffs. I admit, I hadn't seen Atlanta the whole year. The first time I actually watched Atlanta play was that first playoff game, and they were scary good. You know, and then I thought to myself, okay, you know, maybe this is just, you know, an anomaly. You know, I've never seen them before, you know, every team, there's, you know, it's like any given Sunday. Any team can beat any team any given Sunday, because that's just how the, you know, it's how the NFL is. So, you know, I fully expected that, you know, again, you know, I figured Atlanta would give them a run for their money, but, you know, the way they dominated, and look, Atlanta, even, you know, throughout the playoffs, they dominated. They dominated Green Bay, and again, there was this whole big deal about, you know, the subplot going on, right? You had, you know, of course, the New England Patriots, which are known as Tom Brady's, Donald Trump's team. Right, because of the fact that Donald Trump is friends with Tom Brady and Coach Belichick and Robert Kraft, and then you had the element of Lady Gaga. Now, Lady Gaga, she was booked as the halftime act, and of course she's made no secret of the fact that she hates Donald Trump, and in fact she protested outside of Trump Tower the day he won. And who, you know, like her idol Madonna, loves to shock and be awful. And, of course, the Super Bowl advertisers, they, of course, for whatever reason, they love to mix political preaching with also trying to sell their product lines, right? So I was kind of fearful about the, you know, the game. And, you know, and what was going to happen, i.e., if it was going to be, you know, if this game was going to be political, is it going to be a good game? How badly would Brady be abused? How nasty would Gaga be about Trump? Which commercials would pour flames on the Donald bashing fire? And it was at halftime. You just kind of had the sense like, oh no, it doesn't look good for the Patriots. It was 21-3 at the half. Okay. Brady'd been sacked. He'd been intercepted. Everything was going wrong. The Twitter hashtag, Sad Brady was trending throughout the game. Brady was a laughingstock. And, of course, the Trump connection merely exasperated the outpouring of the vitriol. But they even said, don't worry, Tom, you're still winning the Electoral College. And then, lo and behold, it's halftime. Lady Gaga comes on, and I thought to myself, uh-oh, this is going to be bad here, because I thought about last year's Super Bowl. Last year's Super Bowl, you had the Beyonce, she went all Malcolm X on us, she had the dancers with the Black Panther berets, it was basically a Black Lives Matter set, okay? So Lady Gaga gets up there, and she starts with America the Beautiful, This Land is Your Land. Of course, This Land is Your Land is it's almost the liberal anthem, the Woody Guthrie song, This Land is Your Land. So she started out you know, it was an American tribute. That was her way, clearly, of making her statement, right? But lo and behold, she didn't bash Trump. She actually gave a very good halftime performance. She, you know, she basically did her greatest hits. And I was pleasantly surprised by the fact that she didn't bash Trump and that it was actually a pretty good halftime show. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Edward Woodson Show.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. There were many ironies last night, but I have to tell you, I was struck by the fact that, first of all, everybody in the country was predicting that Atlanta was going to win, right? And the media narrative that was, you know, leading up to the game was that, you know, nobody wanted the Patriots to win. I think it was 27% of the country didn't want, only 20% of the, 27% of the country wanted the Patriots to win. And the whole thing was set up as a political deal, right? What I found amazing was that you had this complete breakdown, really, of the left. It was just, first of all, what struck me about the game was how it's so quintessentially American, right? And if you look at the story of Donald Trump, the story of Donald Trump is so quintessentially American when you think about it. Nobody gave Donald Trump a chance to win. We were told constantly that there's no way he's going to win. Everybody was against Donald Trump. Everybody was against the Patriots, which I don't even understand this vitriol against the Patriots. I mean, the Patriots have been to, like, first of all, I didn't realize this. They've been to 9 Super Bowls. But Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and Robert Kraft have been to 7 Super Bowls, and now they've won 5. You have to really give them props. And you also have to say that now Tom Brady's the greatest quarterback in history. He's the greatest ever. He's the only quarterback that has won 5 Super Bowls. He's got 5 Super Bowl rings. Same with Belichick. Before yesterday, he had been tied with Terry Bradshaw and Joe Montana. They both had 4 each. And if you look at the great coaches of all time, nobody's won 5 Super Bowls. Okay. Now, of course, we're talking about modern era here. With the advent of the Super Bowl, the first Super Bowl is 1966. But really what struck me is that, number one, the parallels between, again, just the hatred around the country, or at least what we were told by the media, that there was this universal hatred for the New England Patriots, because, of course, the New England Patriots, there is this tie between the Patriots, the ownership of the Patriots, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, and, of course, Donald Trump. And look, Donald Trump was also, you know, we were also told that there's no possible way that Donald Trump is going to beat Hillary Clinton. There's no way. How much are we told that? We were told that quite a bit, actually. That there's no way. No way. Donald Trump is not going to be the president. Donald Trump is not going to beat Hillary Clinton. We were told that all week long. Same thing. Turns out the media narrative was wrong, and they actually came back and they won. It did really kind of remind me of the election, I have to say. But again, what struck me more than anything at the end of the deal, the end of the game, how quintessentially American the Super Bowl is. That no matter what happens, no matter what's going on. Super Bowl really is an amazing thing. And again, even if you're not a football fan, per se, you know, it's the Super Bowl has become this great American tradition and I dare say even holiday. It's right up there with Thanksgiving and really in Christmas in America. So I just thought it was, again, so quintessentially American. And the story of the fact that, I mean, they're down 28 to 3. I mean, look, 21-3 going into halftime. I thought, I don't know. And then Atlanta comes out, they score that touchdown, it's 28-3. It's the third quarter. You're thinking to yourself, I don't know, there's no way. It's going to be very, very hard, I thought to myself. Even though, we're talking about, again, undoubtedly the greatest quarterback to ever live. The greatest probably run of a football team that I can remember. And the fact that we were told throughout the week that everybody was against the Patriots because of course, their association with Trump, I think made it even sweeter. And then you had the whole deal with Robert Kraft and Roger Goodell. And I don't know if you noticed this, but Goodell was booed mercilessly. I mean, as he was presenting the trophy, I don't know if you saw this, he was booed incessantly until Robert Kraft accepted the trophy, and then the crowd went wild. It was very clear that the crowd did not like Roger Goodell. And, in fact, was a, there was a lot of love for the Patriots. All right, I got to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Attention, small business owners.
Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
You say you want a revolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright?
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. The left completely melts down after this New England Patriots Super Bowl victory. This has to be the most butthurt genre of people in history. Because the left politicizes everything. And they do it almost on a continuous basis. So, of course, the left went apoplectic last night after the New England Patriots rallied from behind and defeated the Atlanta Falcons. Of course, under the auspices of the best quarterback to ever live, who also happens to be one of Trump's biggest supporters. And the left continues to melt down. And they have been anguished. And they have suffered unimaginable misery since Trump defeated Hillary Clinton. Their inability to cope, coupled with their lack of forbearance, have led them down a path of seemingly unending forays in public humiliation. So, in the event that you're not tired of seeing snowflakes melt, I've gone through the trouble of procuring some of the better public meltdowns on Twitter last night, as the Trump train rallied and ran through and over the Falcons. So yesterday, the Wall Street Journal tweeted this out. The Falcons now have a 91.6% chance of winning Super Bowl 51. Live analysis on WallStreetJournal.com. So Donald Trump tweeted out, where have I seen stats like this before? Sean King, I don't know if you remember Sean King. This is the supposed black guy that's ahead of the... he's the writer and light-skinned white guy. Thinks he's black. Sean King, note to America. This is what happens when Trump picks your team to win. 21-3, halftime. Rise up. Let's go, Atlanta. Michael Moore, wow, just like the November election, complete with Falcons fans celebrating their Super Bowl victory 30 minutes earlier. Michael Moore, as the second half begins, Trump says Patriots are up by 27. Spicer challenges press to prove that Falcons have even crossed the goal line once. Sheila E. Tweeted out, we really just watched the presidential election in football. I am sick. Sarah writes, can white people stop having good things happen to them? I hate this. Mister, it is our duty. F you, F Tom Brady, F white supremacy. Donald Trump tweeted out, what an amazing comeback and win by the Patriots. Tom Brady, Rob Kraft, and Coach B are total winners. Wow. By the way, are you sick of winning yet? No, I didn't think so. Yo Libel wrote, is this the year of white supremacy? The symbolism of Patriots winning and a QB supporting the president who embodies the modern white supremacists. Patriot, it's a no for me. Philip Ogenbohr, blame white supremacy. Stay woke. Nate Silver, at least the Falcons won the popular vote. Tom Posnaski, the Patriots getting destroyed is a nice consolation prize for Donald Trump ruining America. Hashtag Super Bowl 51. And then he wrote, Trump's team losing. Commercials showing diversity. Lady Gaga killing the halftime show. Deplorables. This is your Super Bowl. And then he wrote, I haven't been this sick since November 8th of last year. Hashtag Super Bowl 51. A guy by the name of Jeff Jarvis wrote, tonight, every liberal, right-minded, smart, decent, civilized Democrat soul on earth is from Atlanta. Lose, Pats, lose. And then later he wrote, God hates us. Huffington Post women. Yaba Bly. Some black woman. I don't know nothing about football. All I know is the symbolism of this game is real. Please, black Jesus, don't let white supremacy win tonight. ISIS plagues. This election is like the election. When you think there's no way white supremacy can win, it sneaks up on you in the end and shocks you. Blair Imani wrote, looks like white supremacy won. It's really hashtag 2016 all over again. Super Bowl. Aww. Nate Cohen. Atlanta has now has an 86% chance of winning per ESPN. That's about the same as Clinton's chances heading into the election. Charlemagne the God, who's a rapper for those that don't know. This S-H-I-T really do feel like when Hillary lost the election because I'm still trying to figure out how it happened. again, Charlemagne the God. The Falcons cannot lose to the Patriots during Black History Month in the Trump era. Bill Maher wrote on Twitter, the smile is back on Tom's face. We made the Super Bowl great again. Please, Jesus, let the Falcons pull this out. I don't ask a lot. Apparently, you do. And then he wrote, good to see Belichick writing Trump another fan letter on the sideline. Like the way the Falcons just ran over these mother effers. Tammy Emma Pepin. At Bill Maher, new rule, Black Lives Matter as long as they're on the field throwing football or picking cotton. John Doe wrote, you Democrats sure love racism. And again, that was compiled by the folks over at Zero Hedge. It just goes to show you the vitriol that was out there over, like, a football game. Really? I mean, they made it so political. And I haven't even gotten to the commercials because there's a lot of commercials that I want to go through here. And if you'll indulge me, because I don't understand this. I know I've mentioned this on the show several times. I am so perplexed by the fact that businesses that are spending, it's so expensive, number one, to advertise on the Super Bowl. I mean, it's the most expensive time to advertise. And you'd think you'd try to get the most bang for your buck instead of trying to alienate half of your audience. I mean, don't you know that you're alienating half your audience? I guess they don't know this. Or do they not care? And again, you got all these businesses, that continue to basically denigrate half of their clients. Anyway, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
ProPure Water Filters. Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Go, shawty, it's your birthday. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a cup.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. We are joined now by Patrick Gavin from Talk Media News. Hey, Patrick, how are you? Oh, okay. Oh, my bad. He's not there. I think he's going to be calling here in a minute. Okay. No problem. I got to tell you, this whole deal today with Trump, the day after, and the Super Bowl, I got to tell you, I mean, the fact that there is so much animosity today. And it's really a reflection of, you know. So, oh, we got Patrick. All right, Patrick, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thanks. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. You did actually a documentary about the Washington correspondence dinner, right?
That's right. Yep.
And you called it the nerd prom, which is so it's so apt because it is such a nerd prom. It's this collection of Washington beta males and dorks.
I think that's how it got its name. Is that I'm not quite sure who originally coined the phrase, and I'm gonna sound mean when I say this, but the idea was that this is essentially for a bunch of people who never got to go to an actual prom in high school because they were a bunch of nerds, but now they come to D.C. and they're big shots, so this is like their big coming out party.
Dude, it is so true. I don't think you're being mean by saying that. I have said for the longest time now is that I equate this to sixth grade. Because these are all people that were getting atomic wedgies when they were in sixth grade, right? and so it is true. And so they go to D.C., and you're right. And they're still the same dorks that they always were in sixth grade. But now, because they work for, I don't know, Politico or Daily Caller or something, for some reason or other, they consider themselves cool. Now there's talk that that the nerd prom is going to be canceled. You know, you've got sponsorships pulling out. I've heard that Vanity Fair is going to pull out, and there's other sponsors. I mean, really, I don't think it's going to really matter. Are people going to really miss this correspondence dinner, really, when you think about it?
I mean, reporters will, because it's their big night, and it's their night where they get to hang out with celebrities, and they get to be told how great they are and how important their work is. And to be honest, I mean, celebrities, I mean, this is what's so sort of perfect about this dinner, is that, you know, you might not think that, you know, Scarlett Johansson would have any interest in hanging out with some White House reporter, but the reality is that they do. I mean, reporters really love being around celebrities, and then in turn, celebrities love this idea that they're part of the political process, and it gives them some sort of credibility on issues, you know, unrelated to whatever Hollywood, you know, shows that they're on. And so it is a sort of mutual beneficial society. So, I mean, I do think that, I mean, celebrities won't miss it because of Trump, because, I mean, I imagine that if you do get A-list celebrities coming to the dinner, they're probably coming to heckle the president. I can't imagine that very many are coming as some sort of, you know, sign of patriotism or anything like that. So the reality is that celebrity attendance, I have to imagine, will go down. But, yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, there's now this whole debate about whether or not reporters should even go as a sign of protest. So this could shockingly be one of the more interesting correspondence dinners in a long time, if it even happens.
So is there, this is what I'm wondering about, is there an actual danger that it's not going to happen this year? I mean, is that a possibility?
There's not. I mean, of course, it's possible. But, I mean, this is the sad truth, and very few people want to talk about it. But the main reason why the dinner will never get canceled, even if there's enough desire to cancel it, is that the White House correspondent Association's president, which is always a White House reporter, and it's a one-year term, they're not going to want that to happen on their watch. And not because it'll be a sign of their failed leadership. It's because if you're the White House Correspondents Association's president, the year that you're president, you're a very big deal. You get to go, you get to meet tons of celebrities. You get to go behind stage and hang out with the president. You get to sit next to the president for 4 hours, which never happens for anybody. You do tons of media interviews, and you're on, like, Access. I mean, it's a very, very big deal. You get to make a speech and thank your family and all this stuff. And so, you know, and people wait decades to get to that, wait their turn to become president. So that's why, I mean, that's the sad truth, is that it's not going to happen because whoever's in charge of it's not going to, you know, after waiting 20 years, they're not going to let it cancel for that. So it's not in danger. I mean, the only thing that's really in danger is some of the parties, I think. When you mentioned Vanity Fair and the New Yorker both canceled their parties. So there's about 24 parties around the dinner, and those you could certainly see people canceling. But even that, I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think so either, because, you know, regardless of what they say publicly, right, and their posturing, I think they want to have a presence in D.C. And look, you're right. It's actually the parties, I think, are more important than the actual correspondence dinner. And as I was talking to you, I was recalling what is that saying about Washington? Oh yeah, it's Hollywood for ugly people. Isn't that what they say?
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Well, it's true. I mean, that's the other reason that things won't get canceled, is that while people in Washington like to claim that this weekend's all about supporting White House journalism and transparency and access, it's really not about any of those things. It's about business. And it's the reason that these parties exist is not because they're supporting White House journalism. And the reason I know that is because I called all the parties last year and asked that they donate to the White House Correspondents Association, and none of them do. I mean, the reason they throw these parties is because they want to ingratiate their advertisers and thank their advertisers. They want to attract new advertisers. They want to show that they carry a big stick in D.C. and that they're a big player and that they can get Wolf Blitzer to show up to their party. I mean, that's the sole reason, to get future people to be on the cover of their magazine. So, you know, people may not like Trump here in Washington, but that desire for business and that desire for networking and sponsorships and advertising. I mean, some of these parties are $1 million endeavors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those needs and those desires aren't going to go away.
Yeah. Look, you're seeing now, for instance, Microsoft, Google, they're actually looking for people now that can explain to them what happened and explain to them Trumpism. I just think that's the funniest thing in the world.
Right. And to be honest, I mean that's maybe a good reason to not keep the dinner. This is a great opportunity to learn about who Trump is and to, you know, because typically what happens is if you get a table, you can invite whoever you want, and occasionally people bring government sources. That was sort of the spirit of it, was you just, like a night to just kind of put down your guard and have a drink and get to know each other. And so, you know, this weekend would be a good opportunity for Microsoft, who definitely has a presence. They co-sponsor events, and Google co-sponsors events, and Uber does. To get to know who the Trump people are, you know, but instead all the talk is, you know, who's going to boycott the dinner, who's going to protest the dinner. And the reality is, you know, skipping the dinner, you're not protesting Donald Trump. You're protesting the White House correspondent. So, I mean, just the whole thing seems, I mean, there are good ways to sort of voice your discontent, but skipping the dinner is not one of them.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's going to skip the dinner, Patrick. I think it's going to be like all the celebrities said they were going to move to Canada, and nobody ever did, dude.
Exactly.
All right, listen, thanks for coming on the show, Patrick. I appreciate it, and we'll have you back soon.
Take care.
All right, Patrick Gavin from Talk Media News. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
Hi, I am Kelly Cook, the Chief Marketing Officer here at Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? Guess what? You can help. Join me and Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. So start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.